Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Into the Marine Military Academy in Texas. I'm so excited.
That's what's up.
She did say rugby.
Right, congratulations. But what the hell is rugby?
That's a white boy sport, man.
It's like the English version of football.
Yeah.
No, there ain't no goddamn English version of football. That's a white boy sport. They run around with a stick and throw a ball.
No, it's not no stick.
Hold on, man.
Well, somebody explain to me what rugby is, because I don't have the slightest idea what rugby is.
It's like flag football.
But it's not played in England. It started in England.
They are correct. It is the English version of our football.
It's English version. England's version, I guess.
And them motherfuckers tackle without equipment.
Also, it's a contact sport.
They be popping the fuck out each other without equipment.
It's a contact sport. They don't have the equipment like our football players have. It's a mix between soccer and football.
Right.
Oh, so that means you got to be extra tough to play this.
Yeah, they fight. It's like they fight like hockey players fight.
You can't beat no punk.
Okay.
They beat the fuck out each other.
Right. It's very, very physical contact sport.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'm for that.
I didn't even know rugby teams.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I just seen it on TV, you know, when it's high school, had a rugby team, but I ain't never heard one.
You know what? Honestly, I thought it was you know what? Never mind, because that's polo.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
I'm thinking about horses and that little fucking, you know what I'm saying? That little.
With that tight outfit on.
Yeah, some little hammer
and
they hitting
and
the ball and shit. I'm like, rugby? You really gonna tell us this?
Yeah, that'll get a nigga
talking
about for real.
Right. Like, you son finna be a jockey?
Oh my goodness.
Silly.
Jockeys are usually short. He like 6 feet, I think.
Short and tiny, really small people.
Yeah, they usually be tiny people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, all right, it's a contact sport. I'm with it. More power to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you remember those games in over there by mid-career, those football games?
Yeah.
That's rugby, dog.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we had good games over there.
at Taney Stadium.
Shit, we had some, we was playing on blacktop.
Oh, that's just hood ball.
Right, that's that hood shit. Playing
hood
blacktop.
Niggas go home with scrapes and scratches and shit.
Oh,
like, and put some vacitration on it. We got some ointment. We put some salve on it.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to tell you, boy, you hit that deck, boy. It was a wrap.
Mm-mm.
Well, congratulations. Well, wait a minute. You say the other son got in, except to a military school?
It's a summer Marine Military Academy camp.
Do we get to shoot guns?
Huh?
Do we get to shoot guns?
Yeah. He'll be there for four weeks.
Oh, yeah. He gonna love that. If we get to shoot pistols.
Is that different than the ROTC program?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more... It's a little bit more than that. These are actually ran by former Marines. You know what I mean?
Love.
Yeah, they have to go through all that, get their little crew cut. They get the cut just like they going into the military.
Mama, maybe you should look into that, man. Maybe you should try to go back and get work in one of them camps. You a former Marine.
Man, if I wasn't so fat, man.
all that damn St. Ives, see?
I can't run a half a block without being tired, man.
I want y'all to do 25 push-ups. Let's go. 1, 2.
Right, I can't.
All right, that's enough.
All right, that's enough. That's enough right there. That's enough.
Nah,
good work out, fellas. Good work out.
Like,
right, what a donut
you
shop
at. If I was still in shape, man, I would seriously look into that, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because when you came back, you thought you was just Hulk Hogan. I'm like, this fat ass. Still fat.
No, I was not fat when I came back, dog. I was skinny than a motherfucker.
Well, what? You didn't look like the Rock, motherfucker. You thought
I know
shit,
that, man, but shit. I'll run any motherfucker. Can't no motherfucker run. I'll outrun anybody. I was in
well,
the best shape of my life.
Technically, I beat you in that foot race.
Man, you still couldn't hold a candle to me back then running.
I'm talking about longevity. I ain't talking about running fast. I'm talking about who can run the longest. I dish you motherfuckers in the mile.
I'm saying, because I did beat you.
Only way back then, I was running a mile if I heard sirens behind me.
Yeah, see, you running fast. See, I pace myself. I run you every time.
Is that what y'all was doing? Oh, just because you came from the military, I bet you I could still beat you. That's what y'all was doing as kids when he got out.
Oh, he thought he could beat us, and he lost all the time, though. Come outside with a little shirt off, like, put this shirt back on.
Well, I was in tip-top shape.
So you thought.
I'm going to post one of my Marine pictures. I'm going to post a high school picture, then I'm going to post a Marine picture.
Please
y'all
do.
Please do that.
Please do. I mean, you could tell that motherfucker come outside, no shirt on. What is he doing?
Put
a damn
over.
Headband on. Nothing but a headband on. What's wrong with this dude?
Father, they was hating on you.
Yeah, they was. I was like 300 pounds and I went to the service. I came back, I was like 190.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm figuring I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Right.
Take my shit off in a heartbeat. Not now. Shit, back then.
He really thought he had form definition. To sit there just doing push ups off the cold bin. What is you doing, man? You see, by us standing on Tate Street, all the cars went past, and that motherfucker would just sit there on the porch with some nunchucks around his neck.
Nigga, did you perform definition? You've been watching that insanity shit, haven't you?
Okay, got no shirt on, some jogging pants, and some nunchucks around his neck. Talk about and with a headband on. Talk about, come on, let's walk to the stove. No, I'm not walking to the stove with you looking like that. Put on the motherfucking shirt. I refuse to walk
this. I was a bad motherfucker back then. Shit, I miss them days.
Okay. Whatever you say, LL.
He licked his lips like that, too.
If he did, he didn't do that shit around us.
He didn't say that wouldn't be my nigga in public.
Well, yeah. What the fuck you keep licking your lips for?
Hey, man, LL was my favorite rapper back then.
I know, that's why you bought that big red-ass Shango.
Oh, my God.
Damn right.
Yeah, dog, please, yeah, you got to post them pictures, man. You got to post. I mean, y'all, I swear he thought he was Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That motherfucker wouldn't keep a shirt on for nothing in the world. You like, okay.
He was posed on like Randy Orton.
Yeah, just not just on the cold being posed. Just had his hands out.
Hands in the air.
Yeah, that damn taco beat all on his chest.
Oh, shit.
Not like Randy Orton.
Yeah, you know how Randy Orton stand on and they just throw his arms up in the air.
Yeah,
that was him.
Just posing.
Like, look at me.
Right.
Yeah, right. Look at me, goddammit. I'm the shit. Couldn't tell me nothing. I'm 18 years old. You couldn't tell me shit. I'm a bad motherfucker. And one too many motherfuckers could whoop my ass. I got trained.
I mean, granted, you did lose that. You did lose that weight, dog. But you wasn't more like you. You didn't look like The Rock when you lost that weight. You look more like Jared from Subway.
Damn. That's just not nice.
I hear that.
Nigga, what you eating for?
Oh, man.
Fuck all y'all.
Oh.
Come on, man. You got to admit, that was a good one. Eat fresh.
Man, that was pretty goddamn good.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
Only real friends can talk to
him. Yeah.
Right, I wouldn't let nobody else tell him he looked like Jerry from Subway, but he did.
Right.
The father, what's up?
Not much.
Hi.
Hello. Are you on your way to work?
No, I'm in the car with my child.
You say what?
I'm in the car with my child. Don't ask me what you're
talking about. What is you yelling for? Okay. Hey, then check this out, y'all. My daughters, they watch it, and, you know, every time, I catch it occasionally. But, the Bad Girls of Atlanta, did y'all watch that last night?
Yes, I did.
Man, they had old boy from Gary on there, your son. Shout out to your son. Shouts out to your son, you know what I'm saying? He did a hell of a show at the Future concert, you know what I'm saying? And, they put him on there, and old girl dogged him, like...
Man,
yeah,
he was like, man, fuck that bitch.
You said what?
He said, fuck that bitch. I was like, man, she said your penis was whack.
Yeah, she dogged. She told him his sex game was terrible.
She said that his game was the shit, but... His chess game was, I was like, oh, wow.
She said that on
like
national TV?
Yeah, on the Bad Girls Club. I mean, I'm like, okay, well, hell. You know, that's the second motherfucker from Gary on the Bad Girls Club. But, man, she dogged him. She dogged him bad.
He's like, he said, old girl felt stupid as hell, though. She's like, man, your child got a special place in my heart. And then he went and fucked her roommate.
Well, dog, in a sense, though, she never said that they were boyfriend and girlfriend. She said that, you know, they were friends. She didn't.
Exactly.
She said she didn't look at him like that.
Well, that's why she talked about him, man. She was hurt.
No, it wasn't her that talked about him. It was the other girl that talked about him.
Oh.
It was the girl who he had, I guess, who he had sex with. She was like, shit.
Yeah, the girl who he had sex with is the girl who said his dick was whack.
Man, she blasted him.
Not only did she blast him, she had his ass trending the whole entire night, though.
If she didn't say nothing, that still wouldn't have been good. If they would have asked her, she'd be like, no comment.
Well, hell, I'd rather have no comment than just...
Hell yeah.
She was
right. I mean, shit, there's a chance that she just didn't kiss and tell. For you just be like, oh, man, he ain't shit.
Because she was making it seem like it was so good, but when she got in the confessional, that's when she said his face game was whack, though. She went into the confessional and said that.
Still, I was like, wow.
Well, that's part of them shows. You go on a show like that, that's what you need to expect.
Well, yeah, nevertheless, it still gave him exposure. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, whether good or bad, you know, good press, bad press is better than no press.
Yeah, they say there's no such thing as bad PR.
All publicity is good publicity.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but she
get that
did
money.
Put
it. It don't matter what the sex game like, because the bitch is still going to be coming. He get that
ain't
money.
Right.
He said his phone was blowing up so bad last night that it was ridiculous. He's like, right now I'm watching my Santa Claus go, wow. He was like, it's been ringing the whole entire night. He was like, I've been trending on Twitter the whole entire night. He's like, people can't keep my name out their mouths. And I'm like, yo, sorry, really?
Well, it might have been part of the script, though. He might have agreed.
No,
you know what I'm saying? He might have
really
like, yeah, say that shit.
No,
well,
really,
from my understanding,
now,
I don't, like I said, I don't know him personally, you know what I'm saying? I believe we had him on the show before. We've had him on the show before. He's been on the show before.
He's called in.
You know, yeah, he's called in before. I mean, you know, like I said, he was hype as hell at the concert, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, shit, motherfucker, she dissed the fuck out of him.
You can't look mad instead of you keep your mouth closed. You still look like a hoe at the end of the day, though. But like you said, his Twitter and phone and shit was going off ever since the show, you know what I'm saying? Right, so hell, I mean, like I said, hey, brother, good, bad shit, hey, good, bad publicity beats no publicity at all. Why? I mean, look at Lil Wayne, all of a sudden he in the hospital for a week, and he got an album coming out next month. You know how them motherfuckers do that shit, man.
Well,
get their name out there, so when that album drops, everybody go buy their shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? You could be right, dog. You could be right, but I mean, shit, I think I'd have had to try to go another method about it. I don't want to be known as the guy with the little dick.
Well, if you got a little dick, then that's what you get.
I don't need you to tell me that. I mean, shit, I'm going to make you, I'm going to do like Dave Chappelle. I'm going to make you sign that contract clause. Look, you can't discuss this.
She wasn't talking to you. She wasn't talking to you. She was talking to the world.
Yeah, she is. I'd rather you tell
Hell
me
no.
than the world.
Hell yeah.
If they answered a question, and that was how she felt about it.
They didn't ask her nothing. Now, she just went in the confessional.
She didn't say that.
But that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to talk about it. She was confessing her thoughts. If that's how she felt, that he wasn't, his sex game wasn't shit, then it must not have been shit.
No, but she didn't say that. Because she was like, dick was so good. Then she went into the confessional and said, oh, his dick was whack. His sex game was whack as hell. She was like, his tongue was off the chain, though. His mouth was off the chain,
though. Oh, okay, well. He didn't perfect it work because he knows
like
he doesn't have time.
It was a word, man. It was all together.
Like I said, if it was a gimmick, hell, that just went out. Hell, I'd have been like CM Punk. That's not the gimmick I'm going with. I don't want to go with that gimmick. No. you could call me a hoe, a dog, a slut, a trap. You ain't going to call me that.
But that's still just one person. You know what I'm saying? Just because she thought that this shit was whack don't mean the next
shit or the last shit. I guarantee
it's going to be 20 motherfuckers on Twitter talking about, yeah, I had them too. You ain't lying.
Okay, hold on.
LaFonda, you a connoisseur. How was it?
What are you talking about?
Oh, you and your son ain't ever hooked up?
I never had sex with your son. Really? Me and your son are friends. Point blank, period.
Okay, my bad. I thought you know you might have.
You just came up to me like I was a hoe or something. No, I don't fuck every artist out there.
I did not call you a hoe. A vixen, but not a hoe. I didn't say you was a hoe, just a vixen. I mean, ain't no wrong being a vixen.
I'm not a mixie either. A mixie, first of all, I'm dating a regular guy right now. He has a job, a nana bag.
I'm gonna tell you, I just thought you was the Korean Steph in the Gary, Indiana. That's all. I thought you was just that. That's all. No, I'm joking. Calm down, LaFonda. You still there, LaFonda?
Yes, I am.
I'm just teasing with y'all.
We got many people who listen to this show that I got to work with in the morning. So, with that being said.
I'm joking. Come on. Everybody just
know.
LaFonda is not superhead of Gary, Indiana, y'all. I'm okay. I'm sorry.
And then you just said my government name like it's
Well, it's not like you ever told us to call you anything different.
Let me not say that either.
Okay, you know, matter of fact, what's your poetry name?
Robbie
Ari. Well, I've been looking for your poetry, but I can't find it.
It's on my page. You got to go on my notes.
Okay, all right, well, all right. I was just trying to make sure. I was just trying
it's
to
cool.
hear you. That's
it's cool.
All right, baby, it's cool. It's cool.
Oh, that's right. Let me go ahead and plug this real quick. All artists. The Midwest Rappers Ball is coming up. Nominations have started. How about you go nominate yourself at www.MidwestUrbanMusicAwardsShow.com.
Do they got a category for best radio host?
Yep.
Do they seriously?
Yes.
Now, time
out.
I don't think we're sitting in there today.
We need to be nominated.
Okay, first of all, I've already done that, but like I said I was gonna throw it out there. I said, let me go in here and plug it.
Did you nominate us?
I went in there and nominated everybody, like some of everybody.
Nah, that wasn't the question. Did you nominate
now,
us?
For radio, I ain't nominate y'all for nothing else because I ain't seen nothing else on there.
So we are nominated for radio then, right? So I go on there.
You got to continue to nominate. You got to continue to nominate yourself until the nominations end.
Hey, LaFonda.
No, you got to. LaFonda. You got to go on there. Hello?
LaFonda.
What?
Don't bullshit me.
You nominate us for real.
No, you have to. You're not understanding what I'm saying. You have to go nominate yourself over and over again. People got to nominate you. They got to see it coming from different Gmail addresses and Yahoo and everything. It has to. It's like 30% people's choice, and then the industry chooses who's the hottest, whoever the hottest is.
What's the link?
www.MidwestUrbanMusicAwards.com.
Urban Musical. MidwestUrbanMusicAwards.com.
Yep.
That's a lot. God damn.
Click on the category. It's on my page, though.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to check it out. Hell, I think we the hottest motherfuckers around.
Yeah, somebody could send me that website. So I can go ahead and vote for Sin City because I ain't going to be able to remember that. I smoke too much marijuana.
Urban what?
Midwest Urban Music Award.com.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to post it on the site.
Yeah.
We're going to post it on the site. And, hey, everybody, let's get there. Let's make Sin City. Sin City could get an award for something.
It's on what page, your Sin City? Is it on your Sin City radio page, LaFonda?
Hello?
Talking about Facebook page.
Fuck Facebook. All right, let's move on, man.
Okay. I mean, but I would really like to be nominated, though, dog. I really would.
Well, I'm
trying to get on there right now.
It's number 22. When you get on, it's number 22.
So we are nominated.
I don't know. I'm trying to get to it right now, but I see number one radio DJ. Now I got to see if it specifies internet. But radio DJ is number 22 on the list.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, cool.
I mean, I'm pushing on it, but ain't nothing happening.
Okay, well, check this out, y'all. I'm going to do something I ain't did in a minute. I'm going to see if I can make me a phone call. Now, I was told by my sister today that I'm the wrong type of motherfucker to meet in the club. She said if she seen me, she would turn the other way.
Why?
Because of my attitude. Probably ain't gonna answer because I told her I was gonna call her.
My bad.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 317-514.
I guess she ain't gonna answer the phone. All right, dog. Go ahead. What you? Hey, you were talking about something before we got on, dog. What was that?
Oh, does it turn you on to have a man or woman talking to you during sex? Somebody said no.
It all depends what she's saying.
Yeah.
Now she's saying get the fuck up, man. Now, Karen, that's gonna kill the mood a little bit. Just get up. Get the fuck up. Well, now I'm really not in the mood no more.
No, I'm talking about as far as, you know, get it, baby, shit like that. You're doing a do. She talking to you real sexy like. Is that a turn on?
Yeah, it could. Yeah, I think it is. I mean, especially you calling me Big Daddy.
I think it's more for the men than it is the women.
Cause I can't let you talk.
Yeah, all I like to hear is, you know when y'all be coming. I like to hear y'all come.
And a motherfucker can't keep it in. I don't give a fuck how much he try to be quiet. He just can't keep it in. Motherfucker be like, I ain't gonna say nothing. I cannot keep quiet for real.
No, I try to be quiet. I try not to say nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Early. I try to be that quiet motherfucker.
Well, do you got that full gun?
Oh, well, for y'all that don't know, I mean, we got
it. Question.
Huh?
That shit is not a turn on. Don't ask no dumbass question. Who pussy is this? Do you really think I'm trying to answer that?
Hell yeah. I feel like I want to know. I'm going to ask you.
So what does she be like? It's Joe's or something.
That's a damn show.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Well, Joe gonna have to wait his goddamn turn.
Where ain't he going tonight, goddamn
it? What if she call out the wrong name? I'm just saying. What if she call out the wrong name?
Oh, my God.
That's why you stick to Bay, Boo, and Hun. Never go wrong.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, Bay, Boo, and Hun, yeah, never go wrong.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. You know what? I don't know. I honestly can't say. I don't know what I... What you just called me? Yeah. and it's really fucked up if it's good to you. You're like, God damn, this is the best pussy. What? All right, I'll be Jeff.
Nah, I'm hard, Jeff. I think that'd be some bullshit so fast. Dude, you got a brandy ass car. You slowing down. Really? If you don't get your ass out of my way. I can roll race very easily. This dude is slowing down over the bumps, and you got a raggedy ass car.
That's why he's slowing down. That nigga bumper might fall off. It's
bumpy.
He like said, "Bitch, I know my hoopty. I ain't even call you no bitch, but you know, I know my hoopty."
Yeah, that's what
you
he said.
You're right.
But now, all right.
It was his words, not mine. Okay.
As Father Time say, let's flip it. What if he called you the wrong name?
Oh, it's over.
You know what they did, and they would fuck your ass in a heartbeat.
Oh, no.
Who? No, the fuck you did not just call me another bitch's name. Right.
No, I didn't. The whole time, no, I didn't. That's what you're thinking in your mind. I got to get this one off within the next 4.5 seconds. Yep. What you think I called
like,
you? Well, get up there, bitch.
No, that nigga like, that's what
I
call
you. Can a man tell when a woman fakes it? I'm just curious.
We don't care.
Yeah.
No. Y'all don't care?
I don't think I wouldn't say nothing. I'll wait till because I got to get my shit off. I ain't about to be getting up, but after we done, you might as well just wait a few days so you call me.
That's my future ex-wife there, goddammit. There she go.
Nah, he's like, nah, girl, that's just what I call you when you ain't here.
That's your cat name, girl.
That's your cat name.
You know, I don't like using boo and bae and all that. So I just called you what I think the name that you look like. Like you look like an Andrea. So yeah, that's why I called you that.
No,
right.
We role playing.
Yeah, we wasn't role playing.
And you know what? Only a whole face could get away with that shit.
You know what?
I had to.
Well, I mean, come on now. Let's be for real. Now, LaFonda, what would you rather? LaFonda, what would you rather him do? Call you the wrong name or smack the shit out you?
Ooh.
Smack the shit out of me. I'd rather you smack the shit out of me than call me somebody else's name.
I couldn't hear you, LaFonda. You're breaking up.
Yeah, what'd you say?
You said what?
Gary.
Yeah, what she said.
Maybe you need to call back. Hang up and get your reception together and call back.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't stop. I mean, you. Oh, Jeff.
What's going on? Jeff.
Well, maybe Cass do sound like Jeff in a different type of tone, but I'm not going to stop this shit right now. All right, now, since we on this subject, why is it that women, when we get to like, all right, like, we know how far we can go inside you, you know what I'm saying? We know when we touch that little spot in the back, you know, that little spot that you jump with, then when he hit it, it's like, God damn, it feel like he done went in a whole new hole.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you know, and I know I hit that spot. Because you upset with me, he ain't do shit. His dick wasn't shit. Really? You damn near jumped off the bed. Why is you going back lying? Why do women do that?
I wouldn't do that.
Because.
That ain't you.
I mean, you
nothing you're saying. You're breaking up with us real bad.
I just
pull back. That don't mean keep talking. That means fix the phone.
Just give it up for a second, baby. Just give it up.
I
you sound like you're mixing a tape over there, baby.
I mean, okay, like, let's just say, for instance, you got a girl. You know your girl, when your girl met dude, she came back and told you, oh, girl, this motherfucker had me seeing flowers at the stove. Oh, my God. But then he did some old fuck shit, whatever the case is. Maybe he got caught with another woman or whatever. And the first thing come out of her mouth is, with your little dick ass, I didn't need you anyway. You can't fuck no way. Do you ever look at her and be like, bitch, why you lying? You just said that was the best dick you ever had in your life.
No, I ain't never do no shit like that.
I'm saying, hey, your girl. Hey, you ever had one of your girls do that? Everybody ain't got no good girls, man. Come on.
You don't have to say their name. You can give a false name to protect the guilty. I mean, the innocent.
I mean, because that's just like me. I'd be like, man, I can't stand that bitch, dog. For real, Wick, that bitch get on my nerves. Damn,
she has some good-ass pussy, though.
That's me, too. I mean,
you know. Well, she has some fire-ass pussy, though.
Right, we ain't gonna lie about it. We be like, man, that bitch ain't shit, man. That bitch, man, you know, motherfuckers be like, she a hoe. Yeah, well, I see why. She has some good pussy, shit. I see why motherfuckers trying to get daddy.
That's because females don't like to share.
Ooh. I mean, I think I've heard like them say that motherfucker made me sick or some shit like that. But now most of my friends say the same thing. God damn.
Oh, they ain't gonna tell you anyway, Janine.
That motherfucker
they ain't gonna tell you anyway, Janine. They ain't gonna tell you anyway. Hell no, that motherfucker can't fuck. He fuck like shit, Janine. That's a waste of time, girl. I'm gonna find out myself. That bitch might be lying. I'm just fucking with you, my future ex-wife.
If you say so.
Oh, on your Sin City.
Hey, she walk in. Hey, all the girls be like, they be all around huddled up. Girl, that motherfucker. Ooh, I went over that last night. Janine walk in. And that nigga wasn't shit, like I said. He ain't worth a motherfucking. He ain't worth a toilet paper you wipe your ass with. Okay.
So, girl, I didn't see you come in here.
Right.
Yeah, we're just talking about that sorry fucking motherfucker. See, that's why this shit. Janine got a lot of motherfuckers talked about like that.
What you mean? Why
it's all your fault,
Janine.
It's all your fault.
Whatever.
We still love you, though, Janine. Them bitches might be hating on you, but I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
At least till we get a divorce anyway.
Damn. Yeah, you'll still be wanting to eat my pussy. Even after that.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna tell you, though.
You ain't got to say that because that's what you're gonna be doing, is still eating my pussy. So you ain't got
to. I ain't gonna tell you, though. Now, all right. Hooked up, we had a cup of wine and shit, and I ended up eating. I'm getting them to steal some
shit.
Ain't
gonna need, you wouldn't even want no wine. You just would want it.
No, I'm going
to
walk away because that's
just
why I call
keys.
You a goddamn ex. I just want the keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep thinking that.
And if I got to
I don't want no
team,
wine. Just give me the cheese.
Wow. They all say the same thing. Mm-hmm.
said she got that crack. They gonna come back.
Oh, that's a pretty bold statement.
What's a pretty bold statement? What he said?
No, you.
They always do.
I think it's time for a test.
Yeah, I think you lying.
I think you are lying. What type of test?
Wick, how fast can you fly down here?
God damn it, I'll be on the next one.
Hey, Wick, be on 65 like Flash.
Be on the next motherfucker one smoking.
Hey, dog, where you going, man? I'm on my way to Indy, nigga. I'll be back.
Say, fall asleep, wake up the next morning. Who the fuck is that in the store?
Hey, I'm here to collect on that pussy you said you're going to get me.
I'm coming hard, dick and bubble gum, and I chewed my last stick of bubble gum at the door knocking.
Well, y'all, it's crazy. Selena, what's up?
Hey.
What's good, Selena?
You sound sad. What's wrong?
I'm tired.
You sound bad.
Huh?
You said sad or bad?
Sad, like you upset.
Okay, shit. I'm tired, baby.
You just getting off or you going in?
I never went to sleep when I got out this morning. I'm off tonight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Baby legs on his way.
Just chill with the name dropping.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See? That's why we ain't going to have to get him out.
I mean, come on, everybody does. When you say, when you call this show, when you hear Selena, you automatically think baby legs. I'm sorry. Y'all like Bonnie and Clyde.
We'll talk later.
Fred and Wilma.
I can say
that. I know.
So what's going on with you?
Nothing. Wasn't a good move.
Oh, damn. Let me guess, I killed your good move.
You know it.
Damn. You gotta get some move killer shirts next. Damn, that's fucked up.
All right, man, so who trying to get one of them shirts?
I haven't been on there to look. I haven't been on there to look for the woman's shirt.
Oh, yeah, I'm finna hit y'all with all kind of shit. It's finna be rocking.
I gotta go on that steal.
Inbox me the sizes and let me know.
Well, I thought you was taking measurements.
You know what? And that I can do. I can do that. Well, I'm sorry, you kick back on this one. I got this.
Just let me know if you need some help, Cass. I'll volunteer to work.
You know, usually we send Father Ty to be the infield reporter, but you kick back
this time. Yeah, you kick back, relax, man. We take care of this for you.
Yeah, I'm going to bring Wick along with me.
You've been doing a lot of hard work, Father Ty. Relax, man. We can handle this.
Right. We're going to let you enjoy the fruits of your labor.
What our friends fuck.
Right.
Oh, shit.
That motherfucker be talking about Mother Nature behind me. What Mike gonna say? Hey, fellas, how you doing? How you doing? So she turned around. What the bitch is that, nigga? What the bitch is?
Oh.
So Tyra, let me ask you, is you enjoying your joyful bliss right about now? You still in the honeymoon stages, dog?
Shit, yeah, man. But you know what I noticed, man?
What?
Yeah, we argued more than we did before we got married. The fuck is that about?
Cause she got your ass now.
Everybody on this show tried to tell you, if you try to buy some more of them damn points, you're going to get your ass in some trouble.
You're going
to
get your ass too.
I ain't bought no points, man, but
I just noticed, you know. It's cool, though, man, you know. Being married, you know what I'm saying? It's cool with me.
So, okay, I mean, if I can ask, man, if this is not being too nosy. Give me one of the arguments that you're probably looking at like, oh, damn, what's this about? I mean, something simple, nothing really, you know, just something simple. Something that you just like, damn, where this come from?
Making up the bed.
Oh, my God.
Damn, you got in trouble for not making up the bed?
My side, yeah, man.
Your side?
My side of the bed.
Wait,
who makes that? Oh,
well,
I
you're
just a
fuck up.
Damn.
I know, man. Wait a minute, dog. Wait, hold on, man. Hold on. Y'all got to make up y'all sides of the bed?
No, she likes to make the whole bed. And I won't make up the bed when I get out.
In other words, she make the bed, that motherfucker still asleep, so she just make the bed over him.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying, dog? Like, you wake up, her side is crisp and all tucked in, and her side is still fucked up?
Yep.
Cuss your ass up, too.
That's a wow. Pet peeve, man, making up that motherfucking bed, boy. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, you know. I forget.
You know what?
How do you forget?
How do you don't forget to make the bed you get out?
I'm sorry, but I'm a female and I don't make my bed up. I used to get in trouble for that when I was married.
Oh my God.
Some people, that's their pet peeve.
I don't like to make the bed up. I like my bed to be messy. I like my bed to feel like it's been slept in. My covers all messed up and everything.
I hate it.
I mean, I don't see what the reason, what's the purpose, because you ain't going to do about messing my fuck up anyway.
You know what? That's the same thing that all of you people feel. And when I say you people, I mean you messy big. But, like, okay, think about it. Like, your whole room is clean and shit else out of place. It's so bad it's out of spot. That throws off the whole ambiance of the room.
When I'm fucking on it, it's all going to be messed up. It don't make a difference.
That's my point right there. What's the difference?
That's why we have to actually get out of it. At least pull the damn cover.
Right, now don't have the covers on the floor. I can deal with anything. I just don't have the covers on the floor.
That's a little angle right there. That's what my friend be doing when I get out of bed.
I mean, I'm not going to create a whole stink about it, but, yeah, it hurts me. I just go ahead and do it myself. I don't put up a fight about it, you know.
Okay, so
I just throw the cover on top, straighten the cover up on top, and I'll leave the sheet myself underneath.
Oh, that's fucked up. All right, so in other words, that's a turn off if, like just say if you got invited to a guy's house and you know he stay by himself and y'all everything happening, you know, y'all get ready to go in his room, you go in his room and the bed's not made up. Is that a turn off?
Mm-hmm. Like,
Did you just keep me fucking in this bed and now I'm here? Ew.
I mean, I woke up this morning.
And you've been out of the bed for 9 hours.
I wasn't here.
You got up and left.
Yeah, I got up and left.
You was already dressed. Your teeth was brushed. Your hair was combed. I mean, your hair was brushed. You just got up and left.
Right.
You know what? I don't want to be here anyway, you stinking ass motherfucker. You got on the same shit you had and you slept in and you've been in all day. Ew.
Oh, wait a minute. Huh? Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's what you said.
No, I must have misunderstood you. I thought you said that I got up, I took a shower, brushed my teeth, and I left.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, what did you say?
I said you got up, you was already dressed, and you just left.
Oh, no, see, I didn't hear that because it was like a lot of static. I didn't hear that. No, I'm saying I got up, I got myself together, I just didn't make my bed up.
Ew.
You said, ew.
I said, ew.
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 She said,
ew, motherfucker, make up your bed.
E-W-W-W-W, ew.
So if you in the bed, do you like it to be tucked in?
No, if I'm in the bed, let's mess this motherfucker up. But I'm saying, once we get out of it, can we please straighten it back up? Now, again, I'm not going to put up a whole fight or fuss about it.
I think I was claustrophobic or something because when I was married, he had the motherfucker bed. You know that Marine shit, the motherfucker bed was tucked in and shit. I used to feel like a goddamn... I don't know. What the fuck?
That's fucking sardine. That's what you are. Shit.
You kick it out like a damn kid, like, Jesus, I did
something. Hey, get me the fuck out of here. I can't breathe.
What, Jesus?
I think, though, if you're a man and you go to a woman house, I think her bed should be made.
Yes, it should.
I mean, and you would do that if you know the guy coming. But, you know, after we did
right,
doing
right.
stuff, you know what I'm saying? If you know the guy coming, of course you would make the bed up. You ain't just going to leave it. I mean, but once you've been with him for a while here, you going to see the real me now.
So you lured me down to false pretense. I'm thinking that this bed going to be staying made up.
That's called thinking like a man.
Now, how's that thinking like a man, Selena?
I mean, if you gonna break up with me because I don't make the bed up, then I mean, hey,
we just gonna break up,
okay?
Here, right?
Now, you know what? Now, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna break up with you, but I think it's like I think what Father Time said. It seems more sensuous when we walk in a woman's room and they beds made up, everything. You see the little perfumes all nice and neat. I mean. It's all that goes in as like being like more of a, how can I say it? It's like an aphrodisiac. It's like you see the bed made, you know what I'm saying, and you see like everything put nice and neat. It's like it's a turn on. It's sexy, but then when it's like, God, wait a minute, is them her panties that she took off the other day? Why are they still in the floor?
I don't see it like that, dog. I see it as if your bed is made, your house is clean, that means you keep a clean house. So when we get together, you're going to keep the crib clean.
Jadine just told you she'll fool you.
Okay, I got a question, y'all. I got a question for the fellas. Okay. How do y'all feel? Like,
okay, or the lady. Hey, man, I can't hear you.
What the hell is that? That's LaFonda. It's either LaFonda or Sunshine. Sunshine ain't on here.
All right, go ahead. LaFonda, we got you on mute, so don't think we hung up on you, but your background a little loud. All right, go ahead, girl.
Okay, how do we feel about men who keep their hands at least, like, manicured? Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to no manicures.
You don't have to. You can make them at home yourself. You can do it yourself. You can keep your nails clipped and cleaned and fucking, you can do that yourself.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm a big ass turn off because I chew on my fingers.
I mean, but if you do have nails and your nails always dirty.
What if I'm a mechanic?
Yeah, what if I'm a mechanic?
Okay, that's what you do.
You still can have clean nails. My stepfather is a mechanic, and his hands is always clean. That is no excuse. Just be clean and don't be ashy. I don't really care for the manicure.
I mean, I'm not saying manicured as if they went to a salon and let the little chink lady sit down on their hands. I'm not saying it like that. I just mean, like, you know what I mean? Their nails are maintained. And they cut, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, your nails are, I mean, if you jump in the shower, you're washing your ass, your nails going to get clean because you're washing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody don't be in the shower washing, though.
Now, if you jump in the and I gotta say this: if you jump in the shower and you come out, your nails still dirty, you need to get back in the shower because you weren't in there long enough.
Exactly.
But now, us as men, we do things like scratch our head and shit like that, and I mean, you know, we put grease in our head. Might be grease or something, so you can't always just say that. Oh, ooh, look at his nail. He got. Look, I see some dirt on his nail.
Yeah, because you can feel that. I can feel it.
We could be on our way to pick you up. The car stop. We got to fuck with the battery or something right quick. We ain't going to just wash our hands. You know what I'm saying? We're on the middle of the side of the street.
That's not an excuse.
No. To fix the car to come and pick you up?
Well, when you get in the house to pick me up, you wash your hands before you even come through.
Well, what if your house dirty?
That's an exception.
You shouldn't be fucking with nobody that got a dirty house.
I'm saying, I walked in and I'm doing all this to impress you, and I come in and I get there and your house dirty. I'm going to be mad them up. I done did all this and this house dirty too.
And it takes 2 seconds to walk right back out the door.
Exactly. I'll
walk out later on.
I gotta
take my
shoes.
Right.
I mean, does that really matter if a man's nails is dirty?
No. I didn't ask the question for that purpose. I just, like me, you know what I'm saying? My granddaddy and my daddy, they kept their hands maintained. Like, my granddaddy never went to no salon. He did the shit himself. He curled his own hair. He did all that shit. So to me, you know, that's just what I saw. And so I've grown to appreciate it. I'm not saying that, you know what I mean, it's a problem for me if they're not. But, like, just when you like to walk into my bedroom and you like to see my bedroom all neat, and you know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of that shit goes both ways. I want to see the same thing. I want to see, you know what I'm saying, your bedroom and your bed being cleaned up and maintained.
Yeah, okay, well, what about your toes?
I didn't say
yours in particular. I'm just saying, a lot of women be thinking that they got pretty feet, and y'all motherfuckers shit got corns, calluses, and knuckles.
I will never tell anybody that I have pretty feet. My feet are not gorgeous, but I do maintain them. I'm just saying,
if you got that one little toe that's real long and fucked up, and you don't cut it, then do I got the right to say something about it? Like, hey, you need
why
to cut
you
that
cut toe.
Yeah.
I mean, the toenail, you know what I mean. The toenail.
But let me ask a question right quick, man. Now, when she first said that, Wick, did you look at your nails?
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I did. I'm looking like.
I'm looking out like, all right, I'm good right now.
Yeah, I'm good.
I told you lie. The first thing I did, look, I'll switch hands like, I'm good, okay.
It's just something to be conscious of, you know what I mean? Not everybody, you know, if you're a motherfucking working man, then I appreciate your hands being dirty and dingy and shit, but
if you work in the office but your hands is always raggedy looking, okay, I'm gonna say something. I'm not gonna not fuck with you, but I'm gonna be like, you know what, baby, you know, let me give you a manicure. I'll do that. You know what I'm saying? I want to.
Hey, just because you work in the office, your hands do still get dirty.
I know that. And, I mean, I work with money, so that's the dirtiest thing you can possibly touch. You know what I'm saying? So I know that. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Y'all make it hot.
When I wrap my hands around your dick, you don't want to see dirty nails, broken nails, unchipped polish. You don't want to see that.
Never, don't even bother me.
I swear.
I didn't hear that, dog. Say that again.
I said, when I go and I wrap my hands around your dick, you don't want to see chipped polish and beat up, raggedy ass.
Goddamn right.
No, I want to see pretty hair.
At least
if I don't
rub your goddamn
ugly
ass feet against me.
Like, at least if I don't get my nails done, you don't want to see raggedy fingernails and shit, you know what I mean? At least I want to see
like, hey, baby, do that no hands part. Do that no hands thing.
Not the no hands thing.
Yeah, you got to make it sound good. She's still going to be
it just ain't like, no, it just ain't ever an instance where you wouldn't do it.
Well, I wouldn't do what?
You wouldn't ever get it. So is there anything that would turn you completely out where you wouldn't want to fuck the woman?
Yeah, you stink.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to make care of
right, you know, her hands dirty. Well, okay, just don't use your hands. I'm just trying to see, is there any time that I would do it?
Yeah, if you stink, man, you got a problem.
Oh, my goodness.
You take them motherfuckers off. Woo, shit, goddammit. What the fuck is that smell?
Take them off, take the pants off, and them motherfuckers run across the room.
You take them motherfuckers off, and they crusty and hard. Oh, bitch, you got to go.
Oh my goodness, y'all. I was on the bus one day. True story. I was on the bus one day, and this lady, she was in the front of the bus, right? And she wasn't right. So I don't like to talk about people like that, you know, because it ain't right. She wasn't all the way right. But I was sitting, like, toward the back of the bus where the back door is, right? This lady, man, the funk surrounding this lady, it was like a fucking funk box. You know what I'm saying?
Funk box.
When you walk past her, you know, the shit just follows you, and it was like, man, I know her clothes are screaming to get off of her. Like,
damn.
I couldn't help it. I posted on Facebook, man, and I said something like, somewhere there's a towel and a bar of soap, praising God right now that they're where they are and not underneath this lady's car. Funky in a month. And that has got to be, like, worse
thing ever. Ooh, y'all make me itch.
It was terrible.
I said
somebody told her it smelled like shit, and shit was offended.
Damn, that's fucked up. That's
kind of... Bitch, you smell like shit, and shit was like, wait a minute, that's rough.
That's rough.
Talk about me like that. At least I got a reason.
Okay, I got a question. When people wash it up and take a shower, how many towels do you use?
Two.
Yep, one for my ass and one for my face.
And you know what? A motherfucker act like I was just a motherfucker, like I was a retard. Like, I know you're not using all the towels. Yes, I am. What's wrong with that?
Dude, when I got with my baby mama, we got into an argument over that. Why are you using all the damn towels? That's because I'm not washing my goddamn face with my ass.
Exactly.
Y'all be surprised how many people only use one towel.
For real. And I keep mine two different colors, so if I come in drunk, I ain't grabbing the wrong one.
Exactly. And there you have it.
Yes.
And there you have it.
One got stripes and one is solid. I need to know the difference.
Oh, see, I'm glad I'm not the only one to do that then.
No, we got not.
Two different colors, so I don't grab the wrong one by mistake.
That's my ass, that's my ass.
Wash your face with that one. Oh, shit.
Boy, you all motherfucker to you, though. Boy, man, you done jumped out the motherfucking shower. Oh, this is all fucked up.
Yeah. Boy, I grabbed the wrong motherfucking bullshit.
Now you got some stuff all under the water and shit.
Yeah, that's just, I done fucked up.
You be telling your team.
Fuck that. Now both towels
got to
go in the wash. I'm
going to
get two fresh
ones. Exactly. Now I
got
to throw both of them.
Brand new ones,
goddamn. Or you fucked up and you got your face towel and you didn't wash. You know, you get the wiping and you wash it. And the next thing you know, you didn't. Oh, goddamn, I didn't wash my ass with this face towel.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Now I got to get a brand new one.
Yep. Okay. Got to wash.
Mm. Motherfucker told me, oh, well, it's soap on there. All you got to do is re-rinse it off. No. No.
That's not the same thing.
You know what I told her? I said, so it's okay for me to go ahead and put my ass in your face then. It's just my ass. Hey.
Oh, my God.
And she said I was wrong for saying that, which I don't understand is the same thing.
Exactly. I feel you, brother. I feel you 110.
These motherfuckers crazy.
Motherfucker literally just like, what the fuck, man? I don't understand. I don't understand you. You know what? This is not going to work out.
I don't think this
is going to
work.
Give me a kiss. No, because you washed your face with that ass towel.
With that ass towel.
Thank you for bringing that up. As frivolous as that may sound.
Yeah, now I don't feel like motherfuckers had me feeling like I was crazy or something.
Right. Yeah,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
Sane.
I feel I'm not alone no more.
I'm not alone. There's more of us out there.
Right.
To the two towels.
Yeah, exactly.
God
more of us out there now.
To the two towels. Shit.
Right.
You are not alone.
That's a new shirt, nigga. That's a new shirt. Two towels.
Five to the two towels. You're not alone. You are not alone.
Right. Power to the two towels.
Hell yeah.
You are not alone. Keep your ass away from your face.
That's wild, though.
Say you got your ass. You say you got your ass smelling like Dove and your face smelling like ass. That don't work.
And your face smelling like ass. That's not right. That's
right.
Not right.
Somewhere got mixed up somehow. Some way.
You sitting in here. You sitting off like, what the fuck is that smell?
Right. And you know, I got a beard. I got a beard, so you know, your beard holds in a lot of things.
Oh yeah.
You know, your beard holds in a lot of smells. If you eat a pizza, you know, you bite into a pizza, you drinking a beer, you smell that on your top lip.
You know, if you wanted to say it right, if you eat some pussy, that shit gonna be staring. You know, the flavor saving for later.
Right.
You know, you gotta wipe that shit off. You gonna say
I was trying to be nice, but yeah, you're right. That poontang pie, baby.
Yeah, damn it.
Try to give the rock a piece of that poontang pie.
Ooh,
yeah, you gotta wash it separate.
Hey, see, that's fucked up. You go down there and catch a bad one.
Oh,
don't get limp for the next 3 weeks. Oh, God damn.
3 weeks? I can't get this shit off.
Right, it's like you can't. I'm smelling it. Oh, God, what happened?
Oh.
You like, got tears coming out your eyes. What is this?
See, that's why you still got to do the.
So So, all right, ladies, I'm going to tell you right now, if you ever see your dude, he just shaved his mustache off, you like, why the fuck did you shave your mustache off? No reason. You know what the fuck he shaved it off for.
He couldn't get rid of that smell. He got that strange smell from a strange person.
You just let him know. You say what?
What was they have?
I think
she said,
"Where your mustache go?" Yeah. And if he can't, I just felt like cutting it off. You just let him know.
You the dog, motherfucker!
He ain't gonna just do it. Nah, I don't too many people just cut their shit off just to be cutting it off.
Mm-mm. I just want a new look.
As soon as you come back in, you like, this motherfucker ready again. Son of a bitch. I'm ready.
Give me 5 minutes and a half of 40. Let's go.
Well, look.
That
to not cut off all your facial hair, you'd be running around looking like Chester the Molester with rape face, and it is not hot. Stop that shit.
Mm-hmm. Chester the Molester.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm going to need for you to not have rape face while you're talking about, girl, you look, no, get out of my face.
Well, now, hold on now. We all, everybody that made a mistake, we all that made a mistake said, you know what I'm saying? We trimming our shit in that motherfucking clipper went down a little bit too far. Well, that's the most dreaded noise you could possibly hear, that. It's like, it's the loudest thing in the world. You be like, oh, God.
You don't
want to
look at it. Oh, man. Remember when I fucked my eyebrows up, dude?
Yeah, that motherfucker tried to lie. That motherfucker cut his eyebrows off. I'm talking about he ran into a door. I'm like, what? Damn. The fuck, the door had a razor on it?
I looked like a cancer patient.
Look, man, you was fucked up.
Wow.
Hey, man, I got us nominated.
Are we nominated?
Oh, I see it earlier. I finally figured out how to do it. It says you got to click on a little blue link, and it says... Yeah, put in what you want and who you nominated. So I did mine earlier.
Okay. All right, y'all. Let's get
that
going
every day and get a nomination.
All right, let's get that jumping, man. Let's get that going on. Let's get that website on the site and shit and wherever else. Shit, let's get nominated.
That's what's up. Go ahead and support Sin City.
We got at least two.
That's what's up.
Let's get it going.
I mean, do y'all see, is it any other nominees?
It don't show you, man. I've been searching all night. It don't show you. It don't show you who's nominated or how many votes they got. It don't show you none of that shit.
Okay, well, hey y'all, let's see if we can make Sin City win.
Let us get your support.
And we thank you for your support. Y'all remember that commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Bartles and James.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only motherfucker back in the day. Shit.
Ain't know they used to drink
those vitamin James. That doesn't kill me like she's
still 25. What I look like?
I'm good damn what you look like. Shit, you look like you're 12.
what you look like and what you are is two different things.
Yeah. Don't matter as long as the look's still there.
You just keep you looking young. It'll take me a minute to divorce you. Now, when you start getting the wrinkles, you got to go. Got to trade you in for a new model.
Oh, when I get past 15, the 15 look?
Mm-hmm. Nah, the 21 look.
I'm about to say the 15
the
look, though.
Yeah, I was the 21 look.
What?
Nah, the 21 look. Mm-mm, 21.
Wow.
He said I wanted an
18-year-old,
but I don't want one of them motherfuckers either. I want a 21. Got to at least take you to the bar so you can drive me home.
I don't know, man. You and 15-year-olds, and last time you was on the show, you saw my grandmamas.
I forgot all about that one.
Hell yeah, take me a rich grandmama.
Grandmama. No, nah, you didn't say rich,
right.
Motherfucker. You just said you a fucking
right.
Grandmama.
Oh, my God.
That damn right.
Now, I shoot you in your ass. I catch you over there at Mary House.
Do you know how old grandmothers are nowadays? Damn, they 30s, motherfuckers.
You know what? You got a good point. You got
man,
a good
motherfucking
point.
Man. Damn, they fucking 30s now. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
a grandma.
Okay. You got me on that one. You got me on that
touché,
one.
Touché, pussy cat.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, Ty, but he got us on that shit. His grandma.
I don't give a fuck how old my grandmama is. Don't be trying to fuck my grandmama.
Your grandma got them 36 years old. She getting some dick.
She's still my grandmama.
Nah, well, hell, not tonight. She my goddamn woman.
When I grow up, I'm coming for you.
God damn it. Take care. Yeah, don't even come to your grandma's house this weekend. She busy.
Hey, take your fuck ass down the street. Go get some motherfucking box of rappers. Hurry up.
Go get you a Chico stick, little nigga.
Go get you a Chico stick. Bring me back a box of rubber. Hurry up.
And bring my chains back, you little fucker. Don't y'all like them little bastards anyway.
Hey, grab right before you go out the door. And bring me my chains back, punk. And kick him in his ass. Get it back. Hurry up. Big Bob. He said, hurry up, boy. Carry your ass across that street.
When
I grew up, I'm fucking y'all ass up.
Yeah, you probably couldn't fall asleep around that little motherfucker, boy. He'll want to get you back bad. Because he's got them kids, man, that are so fucking bad nowadays. I'm sorry to say.
Steady up, man.
Man, I saw one downtown, man. His mama, man, he wanted something. At one of them little stands downtown that you get the hot dog chips, she said no. He looked at her and said, bitch, I said I wanted the... I turned around and looked like, man, I felt like going over there and snatch his little ass up. She was like, just calm down. It's not even that serious, Brian.
Yeah, all right.
The motherfucker called the school. He called in the school today. This motherfucker felt like he didn't want to go to school. So he called the school, told him he finna come shoot up the school. They canceled school.
What? Damn.
Well, hell, Nibby used to do that shit all the time. Why would you do that when he's in high school all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they take that shit seriously now.
Yeah, you can't say that shit. That's a terrorist threat, boy.
Yeah, they take that
shit
real
seriously. Motherfuckers at Westside used to be like, yeah, well, whatever, nigga. Come on. We need to stay home anyway. That's fucked up with the teachers be like, for real? Oh, I bet.
For real?
Teachers high-fiving anyway. Each other. We out this bitch. Like, wait a minute. The kids like, well, we ain't scared. Nah, motherfucker, y'all got to go.
Y'all got to go. We got to. I think they used to be partying when they let us go, being the goddamn surge, kicking it. Them little motherfuckers gone.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
Do any of y'all remember a principal in Gary named Miss Gray?
You said what?
Remember who?
Miss Gray. She was a principal at, I want to say,
She won a principal horse man.
No, it was elementary school.
You talking about that school that's not even there no more, Father Time?
And what?
Horseman.
Oh, yeah, they shut that raggedy motherfucker down, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah, right, more than that.
Only 4 years.
People went.
Motherfuckers didn't even have a prom at their own. They couldn't graduate at their own school.
So what? We still graduated.
At Westside.
I don't give a flying fuck.
Damn, I couldn't even have a decent damn football. Did y'all even? Nope, y'all didn't. Y'all have to come play your football games at Westside. You should have just sung this the school alma mater.
I'm so glad
you go to Westside High. Because you can't motherfuckers with that boy that was bad any damn way. Damn, dog, you ain't got no school from Gary. They call it their school you went to now. That's just show you was fucked up.
Yeah. You went
fuck
there, they
you.
Shut the motherfucker
fuck
down.
Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck them socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
And your school's still closed.
Oh.
Hey, y'all, check this out. Check
I need
this out,
a place
y'all.
To go out. Where is
you
a
said
place
what?
To go out around here?
You know what? Now, speaking of which, I was just about to say that me personally, I'm going to have to leave the show at 11 o'clock tonight because I'm not going to jinx it, but hopefully, if everything go right, man, we might have a new little spot to do our We have a new spot to do the show in. I mean, shout out to my boy Jock from GI, another GI guy. You know, he want me to come holler at him, man, and see what's up, you know, about hosting this little shing thing he got. He want to do a little Sin City collab. So I'm going to go meet him tonight, and hopefully everything work out to be all right.
Is this a club, or what is this?
Now... Jadine, I'm going to be honest with you. I know what I do know that it was a club,
uh-huh.
You know, and I know that, I mean, he called me last night and he just asked me could I come up there and we could sit down and chop it up. I mean, me personally, he said they just now opening and then he said they got another place on I don't even want to say the wrong name. I know it's on Washington and I don't know if it's Combs or Holmes. I'm not really sure. But, you know, I'm gonna go there today, and I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to chop it up with him tonight. And trust me, when I get all the information, I will post it, and I will let y'all know. And if that's the case, that could be like the new Sin City Hangout as far as in Annapolis.
That's what's up.
Yes,
another damn school shooting choke.
Well, I'll be finding somewhere to go tomorrow.
Why do you always sound like you just so upset? I mean, I'm trying to find your place to go now. I just go somewhere tomorrow. Hey, Mom, right? Calm down.
I have plans for tomorrow. So when you let us know about that, I'll show up at school.
Okay, well, I mean, damn, like if you, why'd I know now?
I do, because I need to know for tomorrow. That's what all I'm saying.
Well, I will post it soon as I come back from meeting the guy. I will post it and I will let you know.
All right,
on that note. Roll up out this joint. Liquor store, you got any last words?
Oh, yeah, it was so much fun. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed the show. I'll see y'all next week.
All right, Janine.
It was a good show. Of course, it was always good talking with everyone. And, of course, I will be on here next week.
All right, Wick.
Great show as usual. See y'all next week.
All right, dog.
All right.
Words.
Yeah, man. SinCityRadio.name.com. Like I said, I'm going to go check this place out, man. If it's what it do, man, shit, we got a new hangout in an Indianapolis area for Sin City Radio.
That's what's up.
All right, y'all. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening on the internet. Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, y'all know how we get down. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out.
Peace.